getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And once again, Dick Piller and the orchestra kicking off the show like they do every week. There we go with another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. It's only an hour long because after that, I get confused. No, I don't know. It's an hour long because that's how long I decided it should be about 10 years ago when I started this sucker. So anyway, glad to have you along for another week as the Oompa Hour comes rolling your way out of wherever you happen to be listening to, whether it's a radio station or a webcast or a download or a smart speaker or a streaming web stream, yeah, and a canoe and a stream. I don't know. Anyway, glad you're along anyway. I just kind of freaked out when I looked at the calendar getting ready for the show, and I realized that we are kind of bounding right into July already. I don't know how that happened. 4th of July and all that stuff is happening during the week that this show is out there. So, hey, glad you're along. Hope you're going to have, you've had a good summer so far. Hope it sticks in there for you. Sticks out there, sticks in. I don't know. I have no idea what I'm saying. But I did come up with a patriotic record to slip in here. So we'll get that into the show, too. All the usual stuff. Let's just get it rolling. It's kind of a nice welcoming record to open the show. It's Stash Bulanda's Average Polka Band, and it's the Do Come In Polka.
Welcome, do come in, how are you tonight? Raise a glass or two with us, and soon you'll feel just right. Walk in, sit right down, we're open every day. So when you're down, just come around and chase your blues away. When you need some time to sit and just unwind, put down a shot and beer and have some barroom cheer. When you have to leave your world for just a while, join me where some good friends meet to sit and drink and smile. Welcome, do come in, how are you tonight? Raise a glass or two with us, and soon you'll feel just right. Walk in, sit right down, we're open every day. So when you're down, just come around and chase your dues away. I'll fill it up for you. And when you're sad and lonely, I'll tell a joke or two. I'm the guy behind the bar with drinks up on my tray. And when I see you walking in, you'll always hear me say, welcome, do come in, how are you tonight? Raise a glass or two with us, and soon you'll feel just right. Walk in, sit right down, we're open every day. So when you're down, just come around and chase your blues away. Welcome, do come in, invite some of your friends. The joint is jumping all night long, the fun just never ends. If you're feeling bad, then I know you should try to find another do come in your neighborhood.
right, there you go. Stash Belanda's Average Polka Band. It seems a little better than average to me. I don't know. That's the Do Come In Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Once you get that first record in, I always like to remind you that we are now in too far. There is no turning back at this point. Anyway, I can tell you right now, I got a Bernie Roberts 78 for our 78 of the week this week. I don't see a lot of Bernie Roberts 78s. I don't know what the deal is with that. They made plenty of records, but I don't see that many 78s, so that'll be coming up in the show. I got a waltz coming up, got a patriotic record coming up in the show. We got 4th of July happening this week, depending when you're hearing the show. It could have already happened. It could still be coming up. Different stations play the show on different days, but anyway, glad you're along with. Here's Eddie Mack and the orchestra. It's the Happy-Go-Lucky Polka.
Zaprecałżeniem, że mną poślem do roboty, ja szaleniem poferi.
I do roboty, mój najmilejszy, wszyscy szykowni, nie podpłynimy. I do roboty, mój najmilejszy, wszyscy szykowni, nie podpłynimy.
Pierwszą spalwą na powali pry. Ako mnie straszyło, mala porty, aj kaloty, a za to mnie patrzyło.
I to roboty, mój najmilejszy, ty się szykowny, nie podpleniwy. I to roboty, mój najmilejszy, ty się szykowny, nie podpleniwy.
They have it, Eddie Mack and the orchestra. That's the Happy-Go-Lucky Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. And I think we've set our standard for scratchy, worn-out records on the show already today. That's how you know it was a good record. Somebody had it, and they loved it a lot, and they played it a billion times. It kind of looks like it was a survivor from a jukebox, which even tells you more how popular it was. I thought, as long as we've gone down the rabbit hole for scratchy records, kind of early in the show for that, but what the heck. I have the Double Cordovox Polka here on turntable number 2. Joe Kraska, John Marshall doing this one. And on the record, it says it's the big new sound, and it spells it out, J-O-E, Joe, Kraska, capital K-R-A, small S-K-A, John Marshall, capital M-A-R, like it's really spelling Kramar, but it doesn't actually say that anywhere on the record. But anyway, this one's got a few miles on it, so you know it's a good one. I know it sounds like a big new sound to me. I don't know. That's the double quarter box polka. That is Joe Kraska and Joe Marshall, because they got the first part of their last names are in capital letters. The big new sound, it says right there on the record. So there you have it. That one doesn't come around very often. Kind of a worn out record. But you know what? Sometimes I like the sound of the worn out records. Let's see what's coming up. Lil Wally right around the corner after we talk about the World of Accordions Museum, and invite you to stop by, check them out, pay them a visit, whatever, in Superior, Wisconsin, if you're going to be in the area. And you might be, because it's summertime and you're traveling and whatnot. So be a good place to stop. Fun and educational. That sounds like something they'd say in a commercial, right? Even the kids will love it. Anyway, they've got like 4,000 accordions in there now. Yikes. That's almost kind of a scary thing, man. And a whole lot of other stuff that makes it a fascinating visit, all right? And you can see some of this. You can read a lot about it. You get all the history by checking their website, worldofaccordions.org, of course. So pay them a visit there at the very least. You don't even need to gas up the car to do that. And if you're going to be in the area, or maybe you're looking to make a trip up to the upper Midwest, you might want to think about it. Heading up the north shore of Lake Superior is a pretty fantastic trip this time of year. So make your launching point the World of Accordions Museum. Check them out, worldofaccordions.org. All righty, let's do Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys. Al Dexter, I believe, had a big hit with this record in like 1948 or something like that. And I was like, is this really a polka? Well, yeah, I listened to it and I thought, yep, I see people dancing in my head. So it sounds legit to me. Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys, and it's Pistol Packin' Mama.
Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packin' mama, oh, lay that pistol down. Drinking beer in a cabaret, and was I having fun? Until one night she caught me right, and now I'm on the run. She kicked out my windshield, she hit me over the head. She cussed and cried and said I lied, and wished that I was dead. Drinking beer in a cabaret and dancing with a blonde, until one night she shut out the light, bang, the blonde was gone. Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama, oh, lay that pistol down. I'll see you every night, babe, I'll woo you every day. I'll be your regular daddy if you'll put that gun away. Drinking beer in a cabaret, and was I having fun? Until one night she caught me right, and now I'm on the run. Now there was old Al Dexter, he always had his fun. But with some lead she shot him dead, his honking days are gone. Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packin' mama, oh, lay that pistol down. Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packin' mama, oh, lay that pistol down.
There you go, Lil Wally there. Hey, he even mentioned Al Dexter right there in the song. And a little pistol packing mama, Lil Wally style here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Man, warm weather sure appeared quickly here in northern Minnesota. I got the fan in the studio now. I got a little remote control so I can turn it on and off when I got the microphone on so you don't hear the fan running. How's that for clever, huh? Boy, talk about a high-tech operation. This is it. Man, been a lot of rain up here in northern Minnesota. That's all run right down to the south into southern Minnesota. A lot of flooding around the area. We did okay right here. Got some water in the basement due to a failure of the sump pump. But you know what? It could have been worse. And it's happened before. We know how to deal with it. So all is going to be well. But a lot of people, a lot worse off. So if you're out there somewhere listening and you're part of that flooding thing, man, hats off to you. And it'll all work out. It'll all be fine in the end. 6 months from now, you'll be telling stories about it. So there you go. I have Julius LaRosa over here. Man, it's a weird record kind of week, I think. You remember he was on the Arthur Godfrey show. He's most famous for being fired live on the Arthur Godfrey show. Arthur told him he lacked humility and fired him right there on the show. So that's his claim to fame. We've all forgot about his records and his songs and everything. We just all remember that he got fired on TV. But anyway, this is Julius LaRosa along with Hugo Winterhalter's orchestra. And I have told my wife that if we at some point we're going to need a new cat. We just looked up, our cat is 18 years old and she's getting pretty crotchety. That's pretty old for a cat. And she's a lives indoor cat, never goes outside. She totally, we raised her up from a kitten to live in the house. So, you know, she doesn't get, you know, ticks and bugs, and she doesn't get in spats with other animals, and she doesn't get, you know, injured or anything like that. So that, I think that gives her more longevity. But if we ever get to have a new cat, I already know, I've decided the cat's name is going to be Hugo Winterhalter. And I know my grandson will like that because he likes to give cats big names. Like, he has two cats. He's going to be eight here in July. He's going to be eight, and he wanted baby kittens like a year and a half, 2 years ago. Oh, I want baby kittens. So mom got him baby kittens, and, you know, they stayed baby kittens for like 8 months, and now they're big, giant, manly cats. But their last name is Flansburg. Who gives their cat a last name? Walter and Junior Flansburg are his cats. So I decided years ago that if we ever have to get a new cat, male or female, the cat's name is going to be Hugo Winterhalter. And it doesn't matter because the cat we have now is named Prada. That's the name she had when we adopted her from the shelter when she was a kitten. So we didn't change it, but we just call her Kitty. Here, Kitty, where's Kitty? Have you seen Kitty? Nobody calls her Prada, so it doesn't really matter. No one. I'll probably do it, though, just because I'm weird. I'll be like, where did Hugo Winterhalter go? Just because it's weird enough. But anyway, what does that have to do with Julius LaRosa? Nothing. But this is Stashu Pandowski, by golly.
Stashu Pandowski feels so very gay. Talk about his sweetheart on his wedding day. Stashu Pandowski, he's funny anyway. When he talk about her, this is what he say. Oh, ask me now no questions, and I tell you now no lies. When I marriage my Sophia, she's the apple of my eyes. She's not very much good for pretty, but she work hard all day long. She's not very much good for pretty, but she's pretty much good for strong. Should I love her? Should I love her? Nothing wrong, I say, with that. In the winter, she's the cook and I get fat. Hey! La 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 la. Good luck, Pandowski, down we go one more. Happy, oh by golly, come on, tell us more. Who's be the boss now after wedding day? Come on, Stashu, tell now what you got to say. Oh, ask me now no questions, and I tell you now no lies. When I marriage my Sophia, she's the apple of my eyes. She's not very much good for pretty, when I'm talk she always wrong. She's not very much good for pretty, but she's pretty much good for strong. Should I love her? Should I love her? Nothing wrong, I say with that. In the winter, she's be cook and I get fat. Hey! La 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 la. La 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 la. She's not very much good for pretty, but she's pretty much good for strong. Hey!
That's a good song. Julius LaRosa there. I think Frank Yankovic did that one too. Didn't Frankie do that one? It seems to me, I remember in the back of my mind seeing Frank Yankovic doing that on a record. I could be insane, but, well, I know I'm insane, but it's a possibility anyway. As the Oompa Hour marches on, don't forget now you get touch the Oompa Hour. Email, Facebook, telephone, text message are all options for you. You could drive by and throw a model, one of them with a little paper airplane in our direction, whatever you want to do. And you can do all these things by emailing oompahour@aol.com. That would be one option. Or you can use your phone, a dial phone, a flip phone, a cell phone, a smartphone, a dumb phone, doesn't matter. You can leave a voice message at area code 218-259-2985. Okay, 218-259-2985. Or you can send a text to that very same number. Also on the Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. Any of those ways is going to get you a request or dedication or a question or whatever you might have to have, all right? I'm getting our political political record, that's it, not a political ad. You'll get none of that baloney on the show. And I got Bernie Roberts over here on a 78. I know last week I kind of diddled around till later in the show, and I'm like, eeps, I got like 15 minutes to go, and I hadn't played a waltz or a 78. So it was crunch time, so I'm trying to plan a little more ahead, and I got to get our patriotic record in here. Here's Gene Guisdala and the orchestra. And this one always makes me wonder, because the title is She's the One for Me, but on the record it's She's dot, 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 the one for me. Like, he's not sure, like, she's the one for me, you know, is how it reads to me anyway. But anyway, here's Gene and the orchestra. Ah, there you go, Gene Guisdala and the orchestra there. She's the one for me here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Let's get a patriotic song in here before I lose track of time once again. Always like to have something patriotic during 4th of July week here on the show. And I happen to have Happy Louie. And I think Happy Louie can take the introduction from there.
driving somewhere, and a distant land so many miles away. Only uncles and great heroes get to go there, where I wish that I could also live someday. I'd see Lincoln, Custer, Washington, and Mary, and Nathan Hale and Colin Kelly too. There's a star-spangled banner waving somewhere, waving over the land of heroes. Spangled banner waving somewhere in a distant land so many miles away. Only uncles and great heroes get to go there, where I wish that I could also live someday. I'd see Lincoln, Custer, Washington, and Murray, and Nathan Hale and Colin Kelly too. There's a star-spangled banner waving somewhere, waving over the land of heroes.
There you go. Happy Louie there. There's a star-spangled banner waving somewhere. There's one waving just about everywhere, I think. I see them all over the place. And I hope you have American flags. They were made in America, darn it. So I know. We got, I think here in Minnesota, I think it's a law that, I think it is, that United States flags, U.S. flags, have to be made in the United States to be sold in the state of Minnesota. I'm pretty sure that's actually a law here. And I know that most of the stores like to brag it up anyway. We've got actual USA flags. That makes them twice as good, you know? All right, I have Tony Amerzo and his polka band on the turntable now. This is another record. There's a little gray around the edges. Got a few miles on it, and that's okay. I'm going to work on finding a waltz. I got to get a 78 going. See you again. I get into the last half of the show, and it's crunch time, baby. Anyway, this is the Quack Quack Polka. Now, see, I think this every time I pull out this record. I think that if you're going to do a polka, and you're going to call it the Quack Quack Polka. There ought to be some duck sounds in it somewhere, right? I always want to get a duck call out and throw in some quacks on the beat or something just to make it a little more interesting. Anyway, Tony Amerzo there. That's the Quack Quack Polka. And this Hour of Insanity is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Glad you're along with. We mentioned Frank Yankovic a little bit earlier. And I think that if you mention Frank, you are really committed to play one of his records. I think, don't you? I haven't played this one in a while, and everybody knows it.
Someone stole a kishka, someone stole a kishka, someone stole a kishka from the butcher shop.
Who stole a kishka? Who stole a kishka? Who stole a kishka? Someone call the cop.
Round and firm and fully packed, it was standing on the rack. Someone stole a kishka when I turned my back.
Who stole a kishka? Who stole a kishka? Who stole a kishka? Won't you bring it back?
Shinga, take my fine kielbasa. You can take my pirogi, but give me back my kishka.
Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Won't you bring it back?
Yasho found the kishka. Yasho found the kishka. Yasho found the kishka. He hung it on the rack.
He found the kishka. He found the kishka. He found the kishka. Yasho brought it back.
Pretty sure everybody out there knew that one. Even people that don't like polkas know that one. That song was everywhere, man. Frank Yankovic and the Yanks, of course, who stole the kishka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. And while you were singing along with that one, I got turntable number one switched over for playing 78s. It's the only machine I play 78s on, at least on this side of the studio. I got a turntable over there for playing 78s, too, but that's not a DJ setup. That's for archiving records, going through all kinds of weird special equipment. But so I don't use that for this. It can't take this kind of abuse. This is a really great sounding 78, though. Bernie Roberts and the orchestra. It's the Rancho Polka.
Thank you.
Man, oh man, that is a nice sound in 78 there. Decca Records, 78 RPM, man. Don't watch your 78s going around on a record player. You get dizzy and you tend to throw up. So that's advice I have for you today. Now, as long as we got the 78 for the week in there, everything sounds great on a 78, you know. Let's go right to our waltz for the week. Every week I try to get at least one waltz into the show. And unlike that fabulous sounding 78, that's a pretty scratchy 45. But I'm going to play it anyway. There's Fez Fritchie and the band. And dancers, if you're ready. Waltzers, here's the Cuckoo Waltz. Fez Fritchie there, the Cuckoo Waltz. There's waltz for you. And we'll pretend that we didn't hear those little skips in there. I didn't hear them. Did you hear them? I didn't hear them. But I hate if that happens when you're doing a waltz because people are dancing, you know, they get tripped up and then they fall down and it's my fault. But anyway, there's the Cuckoo Waltz here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old time oldie show. Glad you're along, by the way, for another week. This happens every week right here about this same place, same time. If you have a chance, good thing to do, by the way, wherever you're hearing this, if it's coming to you from a radio station or a web stream or a podcast or a download or whatever it is, take a minute to send an email or an actual letter. Maybe a box of donuts to the source of where you're listening to this from. And to say, hey, thanks for playing the Oompa Hour. And thank you for being there for all the other stuff that you listen to from their source, whether it's a radio station or, like I say, a podcast or a web stream or whatever it is. Because people are out there working their butt off to make all that stuff happen. And you'd think they get tons of feedback, but yeah, really not so much. People might dig it, but they don't always know how to get in touch with you. But you can usually find a web address or something, you know, shoot them a little note and say, hey, thanks, we appreciate it, you know. All right, Ray Budzelik and the orchestra are right here on turntable number one, which I have carefully switched back to playing 45s. Here's Johnny's Oberik.
What is a grajcie mi oberka?
All right.
1, 2, 3. Thank you.
All right, there you go. There's Johnny Zoberek, Ray Budzilic, and the orchestra here on Tim's Hoopa Hour. Your old-time oldies show. Looks like we're going to get, I don't know, maybe another three records in here. We're going to see how that works out. Hang on, I got the Polecats coming up.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All righty, let's see. I do believe that I committed to playing one by the Polecats before we went to that little spot there. Let's do it. All the girls want me.
This may sound funny. I have so much money. They want me for my money. The girls call me honey. They want me for my money. All the girls want me. Yes, all the girls want me. Oh, all the girls want me. They want me for my money. All the girls want me. Yes, all the girls want me. Oh, all the girls want me. They want me for my money. Каждый бы мне чала, можно поцеловать. А я бедные, где мне нам шекче ховать? А я бедные, где мне нам шекче ховать? All the girls want me, yes, all the girls want me. Oh, all the girls want me, they want me for my money. All the girls want me, yes, all the girls want me. Oh, all the girls want me, they want me for my money. Start the bells ringing, I'll watch the girls swinging. Some loving they're bringing, and this is what I'm singing. Some loving they're bringing, and this is what I'm singing. All the girls want me, yes, all the girls want me. Oh, all the girls want me, they want me for my money. All the girls want me, yes, all the girls want me. Oh, all the girls want me, they want me for my money. For my money. All the girls want me. Yes, all the girls want me. Oh, all the girls want me. They want me for my money.
Ah, there you go. All the girls want me. They want me for my money. That never was my situation at all. I had to rely on my good looks. Oh, yeah. The Polecats here on Tim's Hoopa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Glad you're along with for the show this week. Happens every week, so feel free to come back again. Look us up on Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Hoopa Hour, by the way. Now, I think this is the only record I have that I've ever seen by this musical group. It's the Ray Krennic Orchestra, and it's called the No No Polka.
Mm-hmm.
my goodness, when they stop playing, they just stop playing, don't they? Anyway, pretty sure Only Record in the Library by Ray Krennic Orchestra. That's the No-No Polka, and this is Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. This one just seems like it should have singing. I don't believe it does. I have Bob Mastell and the Polka Sharps here. Great, right? It's called the Politician Polka. I don't know why. It seems appropriate in an election year and all that kind of stuff. And the fact that it has no lyrics is weird to me because, well, it's the Politician Polka. Have you ever heard politicians not saying something? I don't care who they are or what side they're on. It's their job to say stuff, right? Bob Mastell of the Polka Sharps here on Tim Zumpa Hour. And there you have Bob Mastell and the Polka Sharps. That's the Politician Polka. And we're going to go out this week with Stan Blout and the band. And You Don't Wanna, here on Tim Zumpa Hour.
Charming with me, but you don't wanna, no you don't wanna. I just want you to pet like all the others I've met, but you don't wanna, no you don't wanna. I plead and beg for one little kiss, but you're so shy you're bound to resist. We could go for a walk and maybe talk, but you don't wanna, no you don't wanna. You don't wanna.
There you go. Stan Blount and the orchestra, and you don't wanna. And that, ladies and gentlemen, puts the lid on another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. Wow, that was kind of a slick ending, huh? Notice how that worked out? Anyway, more coming your way next week. I can promise you that much. So we'll just roll the theme.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim's Oompa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.